cover me with kisses. Cover me with lies. Cover me with your love, baby. You I can't deny.
You are listening to the sultry tones of Dion Taylor. I would suggest that you keep listening because she's here in the studio live and she's going to perform live. Dion Taylor.
Call you up on the telephone. You're never around. All my friends say you're cheating, baby. Running all over town. Shower me with kisses. Shower me with pain. Shower me with your love, baby. Driving me insane. Roller coaster lover. Roller coaster man. Roller coaster baby. Making other plans.
Call you up on the telephone.
Folks, we have got a tremendous voice in the studio. And with a background in gospel, R&B, soul, and jazz, Dion Taylor's rich and smoky voice has a truly soulful quality, one complemented by her keenly trained musical ear. Miss Taylor first seduced ears and turned heads with her 2004 debut disc, Open Your Eyes. It earned her Juno, Canadian Urban Music, and National Jazz Award nominations, just to name a few. And was named one of the top recordings of 2004 by Canada's premier jazz radio station, a preset on my truck, Jazz FM 91. Miss Taylor has sung for presidents, royalty, including former President George W. and Queen Elizabeth II and the Duke of Edinburgh. In 2003, as one of six jazz musicians from around the world selected for the Jazz and the New Generation program led by Dr. Billy Taylor, she performed at the prestigious Millennium Stage at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. Other notable appearances, by the way, normally I wouldn't rattle on with all this stuff, but this is so cool that I can't stop. Other notable appearances include the 2005 Nightlife Jazz Tour, the Women's Blues Review at Toronto's famed Massey Hall, and the 2005 Montreal International Jazz Festival. At the 2006 Governor General's Performing Arts Awards Gala, Ms. Taylor had the honor of performing The Wait for rock musician Robbie Robertson from The Band in recognition of his Lifetime Artistic Achievement Award. She was nominated for 2008 Gemini for a rendition of Oscar Peterson's Hymn to Freedom, dang, which she performed alongside Oliver Jones at the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame Gala. In November 2008, Dion Taylor's latest CD, I Love Being Here With You, was released in Japan. In December 2008, she performed a sold-out Christmas concert at the Bunkamara Orchard Hall, or something like that, in Tokyo, Japan. And in 2009, she was awarded the Governor General's Mentorship Award with Oliver Jones as her mentor. Folks, Dion Taylor will be part of Ken Whiteley's last Sunday gospel matinee of the season performances at Hughes Room, Sunday, April 7th at 2 p.m. Lunch and reserved seating starts at 1. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 at the door. And if Dion Taylor is playing, they're worth $74. Dion Taylor on the Drew Marshall Show.
Hi, Drew.
Might be the longest intro I've ever read.
Sounds really good when you read it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
You know what?
Sounds amazing.
Well, I can't even. I'm trying. Like, I found out about you through Ken, okay?
Okay.
And Ken just has a vibe and a sparkle, and when he says jump, I say how high. Mm-hmm. So when he was bragging on you, mm-hmm. I was ashamed that I had not heard of you prior to this. So my apologies, please.
Okay.
Will you forgive me?
I absolutely forgive you.
Where have you been all my life? Apparently doing all that crap.
Doing all that crap. Read the bio.
Jumping. All right. Canadian music industry, you know, it's a tough slog, right? Mm-hmm. It's a tough go. Mm-hmm. I'll be chatting with Bernie Finkelstein and Peter Appleyard and Skip Prokop next week for my television show. And we're going to discuss just what has gone on in the music industry over the last, 30 years kind of a deal. Are you thankful that you're in this time period now rather than any other time period? Because it seems like there's been a few people ahead of you who cut some waters.
Absolutely. That's a wide question. But am I happy to be here right now? Absolutely, I am. I'm getting the opportunity to meet so many amazing artists that I grew up listening to, and also opening up for them. You know,
like who,
Al
like who?
Green, for example. Tristan and I opened up for Al Green. Yeah.
Really?
The Reverend.
Reverend Al Green.
Yes. And, you know, like, I grew up listening to him, and imagine getting to open up for him. So I don't know if that would have happened, you know, 30 years ago when people like Aretha Franklin were, you know, doing their thing. Uh-huh. But it's a really cool honor to be around right now.
I would have loved to have seen you open for Mavis Staples at the Rose Theater in Brampton.
Oh, isn't she?
That was a kicking show.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah. Going to see Don Henley. We've changed gears musically a little bit here, but on Monday up at Rama. Mm-hmm. And but in a little while, my second time seeing these guys, and I for the entire concert, for 2 hours, this cracker stood and danced for 2 hours behind Damon Allen and his wife, who could groove, right, Mr. CFL?
Yes.
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Oh, my goodness.
Aren't they great?
If you can't move when Earth, Wind, and Fire is going down, you're
dead.
You're a corpse.
You're dead. I agree. And especially with Verdine White on bass.
That guy, seriously, does he not
what
look...
What is he doing?
Well, aside from looking like a 140-year-old shaman, he's just a funky cat.
When he levitates,
I don't know.
It's just the best thing to watch.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
All right, enough rattling on.
Okay.
Let's get some singing in here.
All right.
Can you tell me who's beside you and why he's beside you?
Absolutely. Well, this is my partner in crime, writing partner in crime, Tristan Clark on the Resonator guitar.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been working together for many years now, in and out of gospel and blues and R&B, that sort of thing. And we've been writing lots of tunes, and we're going to break out some new stuff on your show.
No way.
Absolutely.
Way?
Like, just written.
That means
hot off of the presses.
Listen, if there's any time to potentially screw up a new song, it's on AM radio.
Absolutely.
All right, lay this out for us. What do you got?
Well, this tune is called Beer in a Bible.
Beautiful. You just hit the right show, man. Just hit the
show. You're the right man. I knew that you would be the right man for this job.
Yep.
So here it is. Beer in a Bible.
Beer in the Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, live in studio, the one and only Dion Taylor.
Sometimes it's hard to find my way when I just can't understand. Yeah. Well, here I am standing at the crossroads again with a beer and a Bible in my hand. When I was just a young prairie girl, the answers were so easy to find. Long as I prayed, followed the good book, I'd be blessed with peace of mind. Well, sometimes it's so hard to find my way when I just can't understand. Well, here I am standing at the crossroads again with a beer and a Bible in my hand. Later on, you know, I questioned my faith. The battle started deep down within my core. I found a different truth inside of that bottle. Then things weren't black and white anymore. Sometimes it's so hard to find my way when I just can't understand. Well, here I am at the crossroads again with a beer and a Bible in my hand. Sometimes I
when I see that light shining right through the darkness, I know exactly what to do. Well, sometimes so hard to find my way, when I just can't understand. Well, here I am standing at the crossroads again, with a beer and a Bible in my hand. Yeah, sometimes it's so hard to find my way, when I just can't understand. Well, here I am standing at the crossroads again, with a beer and a Bible in my hand.
Man, kicking it on the Drew Marshall Show, Deion Taylor.
Thank you.
That song was begging for a harp, I'm saying.
You have one back there?
No, they're all at home. I left them all at home. I didn't even think. Well, and I also don't like intruding on other people's talent.
Oh.
No, who am I kidding? I love doing that. So listen, I've got so many questions. First of all, this shiny little resonator guitar, you said earlier, is a knockoff, a copy? I mean, what is this, man? Because it just sounds beautiful.
It's a Hot Rod Steel. I actually, I got it for my birthday this year.
When was your birthday?
November 27th.
Tristan, happy birthday.
It's not really my birthday now.
Yeah, first of all, you said this year. That was last year. Okay.
Yeah, last year, sorry.
Yeah. You mean within a 12-month period? Okay, got it.
Yeah, within a 12-month
period. Hey, can I just say something totally useless?
Yeah.
And I don't understand why people do this, but mine's on the 30th. Should we be excited that we're 3 days apart? Is that something exciting?
For sure, yeah. I mean, that's Sagittarius zone still. Yeah.
So. We got a lot of baggage, man. A lot of baggage. No, that's got a beautiful little sound to it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Really does.
Yeah. It's very shiny.
Very, like my head is what it is. Listen, Deion, what part of Out West, because you referred to that in your song, you know, mm-hmm. some kind of a prairie thing or something. I don't know what it was, but are you not from somewhere out there?
I'm Regina, Saskatchewan is where I was born and raised.
Really?
Really. I know it's hard to believe. This came out of Regina. I know.
And you got all your teeth.
And I have all of my original teeth.
What's the number one pickup line out there? Hey, baby, nice tooth? No? Come on.
It's not a lot of talking, actually. It's
no,
more,
people don't talk.
People don't talk.
They grunt?
They just nod.
Nod. Yeah. How's it going, eh?
Do a little shoulder thing, and that's it. There's no talking.
How old were you when you left?
21.
Have you been back?
Yeah, several times.
Lots of family there still?
All my family.
All your
original family. My mom, my dad, my two brothers.
Okay.
They love it there.
And you were a York University student, were you?
No, Humber College.
Humber, sorry.
Yeah.
So the only thing I know about Humber is I was enrolled in the funeral services program there.
You were?
Yeah.
You? Sunny Drew?
Sunny Drew. Yeah, that's why I didn't go into it, actually. It was a little too dark. No, it's a family business. So my family has a funeral home. And,
amazing.
And it's one of the, if not the only, funeral services course in Canada. Anyway, let's move on. as far as your music goes and what your pocket is, you know, you're known as a jazz sensation. And speaking of that, as I chase rabbit trails in my head, I was at the Lila Bialy concert last week in Markham.
Mm.
And I've said to many since then, boy, Lila Bialy makes Diana crawl.
Nice.
Hey, what do you think?
Well said.
But your jazz thing has got that, you've got a grindy soul deal going on,
mm-hmm.
right?
Well, and I'm sure you've heard this from many artists before, and a lot of us don't like to be pegged into one genre, one style. Mm. I don't just eat vegetables 24/7. I don't just drink milk all the time. So I don't understand why people expect you to only sort of be in one style, one genre of music.
Well, the label likes that because it's easier to market you.
Yes, it is. But that's more about them. That's not really about the artist. For me, it's about a personal connection to the music. I grew up listening to gospel. I grew up listening to classical music. I grew up listening to jazz. Those are the types of music that really resonate in my soul. Hmm. And I feel that people really get me and who I am and what I'm about when I sing those styles of music. So that's why I choose to not necessarily be called a jazz singer. I just want to be an interpreter of music.
Okay, that sounds very kumbaya.
It does. Sorry, but that's just the way
I remember Eva Cassidy's fans and family and friends, after she died, talking about how it was so frustrating for the label because she could do everything that you can do. You know, you are very much Eva Cassidy in that she could lay out the gospel, she could lay out the R&B, the soul, the jazz, the country. I mean, she could do all that. Yeah. And it was frustrating for the industry to kind of sell her.
Yeah.
Has that been an experience for you, or similar experience?
It's been similar to that. I wouldn't say it's exactly like that. Mm. What I really appreciate about my career is that I came in as a jazz artist. Mm. The label picked me up as a jazz artist, and they promoted me as a jazz artist, which has been amazing, and I've had a great career doing that. Now I'm branching off into other worlds, blues and jazz, soul and jazz. It's all foundation.
Zydeco.
Not Zydeco. But the foundation for me is the blues.
Yeah.
That's the foundation of all music to me.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's funny. I said this the other day. We'll get you. I'll just give you a heads up. We're going to get you to come back and do another little tune, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
But very few people know that Fleetwood Mac was a blues band.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they were until they kind of became more poppy or whatever.
Yeah.
And the most popular blues band in the world is the Rolling Stones. That's their structure. That's where they've come from. That you look at the way they put together songs. It's blues.
What about Led Zeppelin?
There you go. I put Rolling Stones a little bit above
Zeppelin. I would put Led Zeppelin above the Stones, personally,
but we'll just
agree to disagree on that.
Stomp and Tom, the blues.
Stomp and Tom, the blues.
Don't make fun of dead people. Okay, let's do another song, Dion. What are we going to do now?
Well, this is another original, brand new tune. It's called Born Free to Believe, and it was actually inspired by... a man named William Still. I don't know if you know him.
Did he create it?
No.
The Still?
No.
Thought it was another booze song.
No, it's not a booze song. It's more of a blues song. He actually helped to free a lot of slaves in the underground.
Right, yes.
So I've been doing a lot of research on him, and this song actually came to me. So
fantastic. Again, live on the Drew Marshall Show, for the very first time, I might add, another song by Dion Taylor. And Tristan, what's your last? Clark with an E?
No E.
Thanks for having a normal Clark name. It's like Drew being spelled weird ways.
D-R-U?
Right? D-R-U. Who does D-R-U? What?
With an extra E.
With an extra E.
I knew someone who was Drew with an extra E.
Thanks, Tim. Ladies and gentlemen, live in the Drew Marshall Show. I think I said that already. Dion Taylor.
The sun is set free, it's free indeed.
see me tonight, yeah. Ooh, 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 singing down by the riverside. Oh, oh, oh. Well, you know that I'm all right.
Show. Oh my goodness, man. Yeah. Folks, we're getting our Easter on. Woo! I'm telling you. That's some crazy stuff. Okay, I know that, again, this is not stuff that artists like to hear, but you're getting it anyway. So you stink of Tina. I just, seriously, I mean, that hasn't been the first time you've been told that, right? She just reeks out of you, right? Some beautiful, beautiful, and it's just that,
I've never heard that before.
Really?
Honestly, ever. That's really funny.
You've never heard that
Never.
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? Funny. There's two resonators in the room. Okay? That's all I'm saying. And then I always like to listen to songs and go, especially when you strip it down, the sort of, you know, acoustic unplug thing, and go, ooh, I could hear different, right? I could hear a little, like that whole thing starting off, a little tambourine thing, and then a little mandolin kicking in, and just a brush snare, right? Just a little Anyway, having my own moment there. DeonTaylor.com is the website, DeonTaylor.com, and you want to go to HughesRoom.com to check out all things Hughes Room, but let me just tell you, folks, Dion will be part of Ken Whiteley's last Sunday gospel matinee of the season at Hughes Room, Sunday, April 7th at 2 p.m. Lunch and reserve seating from 1 p.m. Tickets are $20 in advance, $22.50 at the door. I've been to, man, I don't know, a half dozen of these things, and I would, in a heartbeat, sign up for that as church. Because I'm a little frustrated with other church stuff, but for me to do that once a month, bring it.
Awesome.
Yeah, and with Dion being there, you may want to get your tickets lickety split, because this place, plus it being Ken's last Sunday gospel matinee of the season, this sucker is going to be sold out. So it's going to be just a beautiful night. However, sold out back row seats. Still, it's a very warm and tight room.
And they're standing on the side as well. So
yeah, I've seen people stand in the stairs down to the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, because it's been just great nights there.
Yeah.
I think my first time there, I went. So I had a guy named Livingston Taylor on my show, who's James Taylor's brother and quite a music dude himself. Dion, if you weren't doing this, let's do some Tiny Talent Time questions. What would you be?
I'd be a chef or an artist, a painter.
Are you a painter? Do you paint?
In my head, I do. I'm an amazing
painter. So it's more of a psychosis?
Yeah, it's just... it's really funny. I see things... And I try and sketch them out, and I'm pretty good, but I'm just afraid to go deeper.
Really?
Yeah. It's really weird.
Just let it go.
I should. I just...
Okay.
All right. I'm still learning how to sing. That's my problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you really feel like that?
I guess that's really the concept of
professional and always trying to improve, blah, blah, blah.
It's not even trying to prove. It's just trying to find what else I can do with my voice. Like, I've done so many different things with it. I've done the classical thing. I've done the jazz thing. I've done the gospel thing, the blues thing. And I just want to see what else I can do and what else is inside.
Can I suggest something?
Sure.
Cartoons, animation.
Really?
Yeah. You've got a great speaking voice and singing voice. And because you're so multi-talented, you could fit into a lot of pockets in that industry. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
Right, I'm looking
in your spare time.
In my spare time. While in between visiting the Queen and stuff.
Yes, yes. And speaking of gigs and visiting the Queen and stuff, what's next? Plug things. What do you got? Keychains, mugs, frisbees you want to sell? What do you got?
I'm not selling anything.
Nothing?
Nothing. All I'm doing is the gospel show, and there are a couple things on the go, but I will be sure to let you know what's coming up.
All right.
Soon.
Is there a CD that in the near future? Or
yes.
Some laying down some songs you're going to throw out
there'll
on iTunes to tease the rest of us into the cult?
There'll be some stuff.
Yeah?
Some stuff.
Okay. DeonTaylor.com. DeonTaylor.com is where you want to go. HughesRoom.com is where you want to go to for April 7th at 2 p.m., Ken Whiteley's last Sunday gospel matinee. We talked about two or three songs. Are you done for singing?
Would you like to sing with us?
That's not a question for me to ask. That's a question for you. I think you just did ask that, but yeah. What are you singing?
We're going to do Wade in the Water. Yeah, but we're going to do like kind of, come on, get your church on.
Get your church on. Ladies and gentlemen, a little fun. Join with us here on the Drew Marshall Show. Deon Taylor taking us out with one last little song, a little Wade in the Water. Boy, Blind Boys of Alabama have killed this, right? Eva Cassidy's killed this.
And now you're going to kill
it. And now we're going to kill it.
You're going to kill it. Let's do it.
Different type of killing.
It was more like slaughter.
It'd be like, throw him back in the water.
Hold him
in the water, please.
Oh, man.
Let's do it. Thank you.
kicking it on whatever the heck that is over there. And Deion Taylor, oh my goodness. I didn't want to sweat before the gospel choir got here, okay?
It's a warm-up.
Got me all going. Deion, wow, thank you.
My pleasure.
What
thank
a
you so
very,
much.
Very special privilege to have you in our Easter special program.
Thank you. It was our pleasure.
No, it was ours. No, it was yours. No, it was ours. Okay, we're done.
Okay, we're done.
And
it was
Tristan,
all yours.
Tristan, you, buddy.
Thank you very much.
You just need to come. Forget her. Just come. Back me up, okay?
Back him up.
All right. All right, DeionTaylor.com is where you want to go. Again, she is performing at Ken Whiteley's last Sunday gospel matinee of the season at Hughes Room, Sunday, April 7th at 2 p.m. Lunch reserved seating at 1 p.m. Tickets $20, $22.50 at the door. HughesRoom.com. What a treat. Stay with us.
Some glad morning when this life is over.